This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Don't touch that dial. The John and Gordy Morning Show is about to begin. Be a part of the show. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media mothership in Madison, Wisconsin, here they are, John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Is that us?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm not sure.
It's the other John and Gordy.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Are there others?
There might be, you know. It's just a popular combination of names.
There is a guy with the name John Gordy.
Right. I
hated that.
He has a Facebook page, too, doesn't he? Or...
Well, you know, we're trying to find our site on Facebook, and right. This guy kept coming up. John Gordy. What is wrong with that guy?
We should call him. We should contact him. Get him on the John and Gordy show.
Yes.
That would be good.
And tell him, is your middle name Ann?
That'd be great. Okay.
All right.
It's Wednesday. Anyway. Happy Wednesday, yeah. John.
Well, I'm happy. You know, it's a nice warm day again. You know, this is going to be a fantastic day.
35 degrees right now.
Yeah. Right. And my wife finished the novel that she's working on yesterday. And I think she's going to grill out today. You know, she doesn't want to get piled on. Well, I've been working on my novel. Why should I go grill out, too? You know, what do you want from me? You know,
is that the way she talks?
No, but the typical conversation we have, you know, when I just gently mess it, you know, mention, should we have brats? Mm. And they go, what are you asking me for? You and stuff like this. And I'm just like, okay,
really? All
right.
Start panicking. And
well,
the pressure's
you know,
on.
She,
huh?
Yeah, she thinks the pressure's on, and I'm just glad that she's done with her book, and now we can relax for the next 3 days because I don't have the census to
that's
do.
That's good.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of strolling around the house, in rabbit slippers. You know.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, it must be tough to be you. Married life, right?
Yeah.
Well, so glad I'm single.
Yeah, the ball and chain, yeah. No, you know, it's...
Anne is the nicest person in the world. How could you possibly complain about her?
No, I hate it when comedians or any man says the ball and chain.
I know.
You are the ball and chain.
Yeah, no kidding. Right.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it. Should we check out the weather? See what it's going to be
for
today?
Yeah, I think that would be fantastic.
Well,
I think
we've got a
crystal boulder for the roulette wheel. So let's put it in there. There we go.
Wow, it is a little heavier, isn't it?
It is. It
sounds heavy.
Yeah. I hope it works because it's a little bigger.
It went right into 40 black.
Ah.
Okay. 40 degrees for a high today with partly to mostly cloudy skies. All right.
I think it'll be warmer than that, but that's just me.
Yeah. Did we get into the 50s yesterday?
Upper 40s, I believe.
Yeah. Wow.
It's nice and warm. I washed my car yesterday. It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When is the VW bug coming back? Anytime soon?
Maybe. At the end of this weekend, we'll see what the forecast looks like. It might make a return next week.
Are you confident that it can make it from wherever up north? Wherever you
we'll
keep it.
We'll see. I need to fix some of the wiring stuff this weekend.
Oh, God.
You just want to see that car so bad, don't you?
I do.
You know, the thing with your bug is that you really don't have to ever clean it.
I want to bring
because
it to...
Because it's so rusty
It's rusty. It's different colors, different parts of cars.
I want to bring it to all the John and Gordy events we're lining up here for spring and summer.
Yeah, great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Put some stickers on it. Yeah.
Boy, have we got a schedule.
Boy, it's filling up fast.
It is.
If you want John and Gordy for an appearance, you better contact
us. We're touring the Midwest.
Triple M, you had a limo. Here you get an old Volkswagen.
It was a limo, but it was a used limo too. It was it had shag carpeting in it.
Yeah, it did. Oh my God. Wasn't updated for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Which is why we have recommended that you go into teaching. we had limos
to
old VWs. We'll take anything at this point.
All right, well, let's get into the National Day calendar, because that's what we do, you know, every day at this time. It's the 29th day of January. Is it or is it not? National Puzzle Day?
Yeah.
National Corn Chip Day? Or National Stereo Day? Which day is it not?
Well, didn't we have Corn Chip Day yesterday?
Well, that's... that's for you to decide.
I picked Corn Chip Day.
You picked Corn Chip Day?
I'm saying that that's not the right day today.
It is National Corn Chip Day.
What
you're thinking of is we did the promo saying it's National Corn Chip Day tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, how quickly they forget.
I knew I heard all of this before.
It's not National Stereo Day. Why would I have a day for stereo?
An early version of Groundhog Day for me.
It is National Corn Chip Day. Right. Let's find out why the corn chip deserves a day all for itself.
Because you can't stop eating them.
Grab the queso or salsa and celebrate National Corn Chip Day. Recognized each year across the country, there are parades and everything.
Wow.
The day encourages corn chip lovers to whip up their favorite dips and toppings. That's what it's all about.
Corny the corn chip in every parade. Yeah, that sounds like good.
Corny the corn chip. I think we're onto something there.
You know, the thing is, you corn chips, you don't use salsa with corn chips.
Well, John, listen to this. The corn chip should not be confused with the tortilla chip.
See, that's what I'm saying.
They're different things.
Yeah.
Both are made from cornmeal, which is baked or fried in oil.
Mm-hmm.
Differing steps for processing the corn separates the tortilla from the corn chip.
Yep.
The corn for a tortilla chip is soaked in lime water solution that breaks down the hulls. This process creates a crisper, milder chip. A corn chip is sturdier with a stronger corn flavor. Both were popular snacks that originated in Mexico.
That's right, yes.
Remember Fritos corn chips? They were like the first snack other than potato chips.
Yes.
All we had were potato chips and then finally Fritos corn chips.
I know.
That was the beginning of the snack revolution.
And it's one of those things where you really have to just, you know, go cold on. You can't eat corn chips.
They're not good.
You can't stop eating them. That's the problem with corn chips.
I don't really like corn chips just plain. I put them in chili.
Yeah. Well, what restaurant had corn chips at the bottom of the chili bowl?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it chili?
I do recall Chili's? That. Chili's? That could be. Corn chips were invented in 1932 by two guys. Doesn't say their names.
Oh, wait.
Elmer Doolin was one of them. Elmer! What are you doing, Doolin? Elmer Doolin.
Wow.
Who's the other guy? Herman Lay of potato chip fame.
Wow.
So apparently Herman and Elmer teamed up and created the corn chip. Okay.
You know, they have the Frito scoops.
Bigger
corn
chips. Yeah.
And now I guess you use that with salsa.
You can.
But the scoops are kind of hard to eat, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like biting into a bowl.
Plus the sodium on those. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know.
Soak them in salt.
I mean, I know.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's National Puzzle Day. Yep. Do you like to do jigsaw puzzles?
I do like to do puzzles. I was very good at it.
Yeah.
I think I told that story yesterday.
I will never understand why people like to do puzzles.
I hate puzzles. I know. I do, too. I can't take
it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with you, John?
In the old days, it wasn't all jigsaw puzzles, right?
Well,
I mean, you could get a jigsaw puzzle. They were available, but it was the simpler puzzles on a cardboard sheet, you know, and you put the pieces in.
That's a puzzle.
Yeah.
Jigsaw puzzle.
But it's not a jigsaw puzzle. It's a regular puzzle.
Because it hasn't been cut out with a jigsaw?
Really?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, jigsaw puzzles, basically, you know, they don't have a backing on them. You just put it on a tabletop or something like that, and you put the pieces together. On the other old puzzles. You know, it had a cardboard mat, and you put everything inside this frame.
Okay.
And you made all the pieces fit.
Really?
Yeah. Gee,
I don't.
Am I really that old?
I don't recall.
No
that,
one recalls that one.
I guess I know what you're talking.
Yeah.
Any history items? Is it time to open up the book, or do you have the iPad standing by, or whatever it was?
No, the Kindle.
Yes, the Kindle.
We do. We do have the digital version standing
all right, let's
here.
Log on.
Oh boy, this always takes so long.
It's better than opening the book.
It is.
Somebody keeps dusting it with asbestos every day.
Yeah, I know. They're still working on asbestos pipes in your room.
Oh, my God.
Above you, and it just, you know, just falls down.
I worked in this old TV studio in South Bend, and they had donated this studio to the PBS station.
Mm-hmm.
We found out later why. They had asbestos all over the studio, in the studio, hanging down from the ceiling and stuff, like open gaps of asbestos.
Wow.
Because of like the lights they used to use, they had it there? Or what?
I have no idea. Just for insulation. I mean, it was built in the 40s or something, early 50s. They didn't know.
What's a big mistake? They didn't know at the time asbestos would be
nice
donation
to
thing to do.
Nice donation to the PBS station. Oh, here. Take this building. You can buy it for a dollar.
Just don't breathe heavily in
there. It'll be fine. Anyway, go ahead.
What else do we got in the history books? Today, in 1845, The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe was published for the first time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't think I'd ever read it all the way through before, so yesterday I read through it.
It's, wait, what?
Pretty wild, isn't
what
it?
What year was that?
1845. Yeah.
Okay.
I was a big Edgar Allan Poe fan in high school.
You were an angsty teenager?
Yeah, and I talked like that for a while.
I want to see a radio broadcaster who still talks like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
The Raven.
Okay. Nevermore.
But that's what happened, you know, when in school you used to read the classics, and then for a while you kind of, you know, talk like Dickens, and you talk like Edgar Allan Poe.
Anything else in the history books?
Today in 1924, what would we do without ice cream cones? The ice cream cone rolling machine was patented.
Oh, yes.
And I haven't seen it, but John, I know that you've mentioned it a few times.
Today
in 64, Dr. Strangelove premiered in theaters.
What a great movie. Yeah. I love watching that movie.
Definitely have to check that out.
Classic.
Yeah.
All right. It's 18 past the hour. We're back with more on this Tuesday morning. John and Gordy in the morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
A lot of things are trending. 92.7. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or go online to verlo.com.
Yeah. Well,
what's trending?
Accidentally, we just happened to mention the drones yesterday or the day before on this program.
Right.
And we were wondering what happened to that. Everybody was so outraged over those drones, and they couldn't wait for Trump to become president because you know then they'll finally find out the truth. Well, guess what? Yesterday, Trump came out with the truth.
What was it?
They were drones that were being tested. It was just research testing the drones. Nothing to talk about.
Our military, or
no, it's.
We don't know.
But why over a residential area in New Jersey?
They were researchers looking into, flying the drones around. And then after a while, because a few people saw the drones and started making a big deal about it and blaming Biden for not telling anybody what was going on, everybody started flying their own drones. And then it got out of hand.
Right.
And everybody started recording actual airplanes in the sky, calling them drones, and it just went out of control.
Exactly.
And again, it's the Democrats. They don't know how to communicate at all. All they had to do was tell everybody, well, it's just researchers flying the drones around. Don't worry about it, okay? But they wanted to make a big deal about it. They wanted to be outraged. They wanted to act like, the Democrats were spying on people or that there were some boats, ships off the coastline from foreign countries ready to invade us. All these ridiculous conspiracy theories.
So the White House has cleared all that up, just said they were doing some research.
They cleared it up.
Do you believe them? Do we believe that?
We've got the Pee Wee Herman song already.
Okay.
I am the luckiest boy in the world. My wish to fly has come true.
He was one of those drones.
I am the luckiest boy in the world. I'm so much luckier than you. I am soaring. I'm exploring. G-flying's fun. I am roaring. Oh! I am the luckiest. Birds all envy me because I'm Pee Wee. If you're lucky like me, boys and girls, all your dreams are gonna come true. Because guess what, kids? I said, guess what, kids? I'm gonna share all my luck with you. I'm Pee Wee Herman. I'm the luckiest boy in the world.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, it just digs deep into my childhood. I just felt so warm and fuzzy when he sang that song. I thought, oh, my God, that's something I always wanted to do.
I want to be a drone now.
Do you?
I saw Pee Wee Herman flying around up there.
Mm. There are other things flying around, too.
Yeah, there is. This is an unusual story. Get ready, folks. Okay. You might be a little afraid.
Strap in.
Yeah, hold on to your partner. Tennessee MAGA representative Tim Burchette told show host Matt Gaetz, that's right, he's a show host on a right-wing news channel.
He is.
One America News.
How did he get that gig?
I don't know. Well, I guess, the greasy kid stuff works in TV news.
Yes.
That a admiral had told him of an unidentified craft moving at incredible speeds in the sea, telling me something's moving at hundreds of miles an hour underwater, as large as a football field, underwater. This was a documented case, and I have an admiral telling me this stuff. So it must be true, right? Burchette, known for claims that the U.S. government is hiding existence of UFOs and other alien activity. So it's no surprise we're getting this story from, said anything is possible given the vastness of God's great universe. However, he told Americans not to worry. I'm not worried about them harming me. I mean, with that capability, they would have barbecued us a long time ago. So, well, with that kind of logic, they could barbecue us tomorrow.
Anytime.
You just suggested it.
Yeah. We'll have to talk to our UFO expert, Greg Sisko.
Yeah, remember that? We did have an expert on the show.
Yeah, there's a lot of new information. Again, they've had more congressional hearings and stuff like that. But then it kind of dies down and nothing happens.
It does. I thought for sure.
What are we going to do?
You know? This story came up because they were starting to talk about UFOs again and talking about how true it is. The stories are so true.
Yeah.
Now, we have Trump who, is shooting from the hip constantly. why doesn't he just tell us the truth? Mm. I'm outraged over this. I wish.
Are you? He should just open up the files.
Why doesn't he open up the files?
Come on.
What's going on?
Well,
you
he's
know,
opening
the
up all the other
files.
Yeah, he opened up everything on, what is it, the Kennedy
assassination.
RFK and
yep.
I think MLK assassinations.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, yes. He's opening all those files.
So why not this file? You know, the huge mm-hmm. football field sized craft moving at 100 miles per hour underwater.
Yeah.
Now, I would not have imagined that.
There have been
it's
a lot of sightings
fiction.
Over water, though. There are.
Over water, yeah.
Over. Yeah. But and some videos of them diving into the sea. Yeah, I'm not.
Well, it's
I'm
just
telling
going,
you.
They're going for a swim.
They're going for a swim. Okay. Well, maybe they like seafood.
Well,
I don't know.
What is a TV show where the sub was under the sea forever? Every month.
Voyage to the bottom of the sea.
Yes, Voyage to the bottom of the sea.
With Richard Basehart.
We were talking about it the other day.
Yeah.
And it was just so silly, right? They based a series on being in a submarine underwater.
Right.
And having an adventure every week.
Every week they were finding sea creatures and somehow yes. they would get into the submarine.
Right.
And they'd have to fight them off and get rid of them. Yeah.
It snuck in somehow through the missile.
Bays or something,
yes.
Good God.
And they always get caught in weeds. Mm. You know, monster seaweeds from another planet down there.
those were the old days.
Yeah, what a great viewing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, our phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Come back with Idiocracy after the Midwest Farm Report.
We got some stuff for you.
Oh, boy. Come on back.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Hey, truther. John and Gordy in the morning. 92.7. WMDX.
It's going to be mild, 35 degrees already, high near 40 today.
We'd love to hear from you. Go to the Civic Media app, hit the text or call.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
608-879-8255 is our number. What do we have in Idiocracy today?
Oh, we have Hot Take Melody.
Ooh, what?
Oh, you've heard of Hot Take Melody, haven't you?
Did she used to appear at Visions?
Every once in a while.
Eastwash?
Yes, yeah. Yes. They had a poll dedicated to her. this is from one of those web wisdoms, you know, where some guy goes on a rant, and he went on a rant about Hot Take Melody, who blocked him. And he wasn't happy about it. But, you know, he's kind of happy about it at the end of the particular video that she made for him and other people. And I thought we'd just play a little track here. Are we all set? All right, let's hear her.
Huh. Someone named Hot Take Melody and they have me blocked. I don't know who this person is. Why would they block me? It's almost as if they knew I was coming. As we do another round of writing checks you think Donald Trump is going to cash for you.
I don't give two that families are being separated if somebody's getting deported. I actually find it hilarious. It gives me a great deal of comfort.
Nice.
I have no sympathy that your child might grow up without a father because he got sent back to Mexico or whatever. I mean, y'all are welcome to go with him. Don't forget that's an option. That's a choice that you're making, right? I don't have any sympathy for your little videos that you're making on social media with all the tears. I don't give a I'm actually laughing at you that you're sitting there crying for attention. Okay. I find you guys to be subhumans. All right. Now, while you're sitting there judging me because I don't care that families are going to be separated from each other, I'd invite you to recall that hundreds of J6ers were separated from their families for something that equates to little more than a trespassing charge. Where were you then? Okay, bye.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she nailed me. She had me there. That's it.
Yeah. Hot take melody.
Hot take melody.
It's,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she went secret, rogue after a while.
Yeah.
We'll have to keep an eye on hot take melody.
Hey, let's go to the phone lines. Matt is on the line from Middleton with a comment or a question. Matt. Good morning, Matt. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Good morning. I wanted to comment about immigration. Apparently, it's the huge issue that won Trump the election. And I hear panelists saying, which is true, kind of, that Trump, as vulgar as it is, at least it was a clear opinion on immigration, and Democrats are so foggy on the issue. And I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think a country does when you clearly have American citizens, particularly young men who are not learning the trades, are not learning to be roofers, construction people, this and that. And you need the immigrants because you're a large country. You have all these jobs going unfilled. You need the labor. So yeah. What should the message be for Democrats when we know we need the labor, but we know the American citizens overwhelmingly don't want more immigrants? I would propose that we come up with some number that the country agrees on that we allow in and just stick to a number and some compromise. But like abortion, it's one of those complicated issues that the politicians want to remain an issue so they can use it to their advantage. Are we just kind of stuck and doomed on immigration, or what do you think?
Thanks, Matt. I actually think you're onto something there. It is being used as a wedge issue. They could have done something a long time ago on this. The Democrats have been trying to have some kind of new immigration policy put in place. I mean, there are dozens of other countries, Europe, everywhere, where they have their own immigration plans. We don't have to start from scratch. We don't have to reinvent the wheel on this. All we have to do is pull the best of what they have done in order to regulate immigration into their countries. And I've heard some really great, fantastic ideas. And I don't know why we haven't adopted them, but I guess we haven't because Republicans want to keep it a wedge issue. They won this election on immigration. And that's because, you know, even though they made it obvious, right? They turned down the one plan that it was bipartisan. They turned it down so they could have the issue. They even came out and said it. Republicans said it. Trump came out and said it. We need this as an issue. Don't approve that plan. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we're telling everybody what they're they're doing, and yet we just we didn't care. We just ran scared into our houses, hoping that our dogs and cats weren't eaten by immigrants, right?
Yeah, Trump had it as he wanted it as an issue, so he didn't want that to pass.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it is crazy, and they I'm sure they had the process down and the numbers of immigrants and all of that. I mean, they worked on it for a year, at least. So,
well, they could put more judges
in. There's a way
to
do it.
They could certainly try to get more people to come in legally.
Yeah.
Asylum seekers as well. But they put all that on hold. And like my son said, they got rid of all the judges to do all of this. Mm-hmm. So they could just lock them up in prisons, in camps, and leave them there. Forget about it. They're out of sight, out of mind. Mm. And they'll just stay there until they die. That's what my son is thinking. It's pretty dark.
Matt, thank you for that call.
But yeah, it's something that, the Democrats can't wrap their heads around this. If they had a plan, and I mentioned this before, but if we had a plan that we stuck to, that plan would be ready to go on day one once we bring it up. It's like universal health care. If we just put a universal health care plan together and beat it to death for maybe a decade or two, we will eventually have it, just like they have stolen the Supreme Court. And now they have this Project 2025, which started way, way back in the Reagan years. They stuck with it. If we just had a plan and stuck with it, we could pass our plan once or twice, you know, whatever it is.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
It's hard to herd cats, though, when you come to the Democratic Party.
But I'm waiting, and like my brothers told me, well, wait and see. The thing here is everybody's going to be shocked at what is going to happen in this country. The big story coming up next hour is, and this is something I'm watching with bated breath, it is getting rid of our income tax and relying on tariffs. I tip my hand, haven't I? Anyway, that's coming up next hour. That's our big story. It's ridiculous stuff.
Also, RFK going before Congress today to get approved.
Yes.
We'll have Caroline Kennedy's comments.
Know, there's a... I watched Maddow a couple of days ago, and she had a whole piece on Cash Patel. Now, there's a piece of it on YouTube, but she cut out the part, the last part of her piece on Cash Patel, because obviously she didn't want to give Cash advertising for all of the grift products he has out there.
He's got a lot of merch.
Yeah, and I really wanted that piece. I wanted to run it on this program because it was so grotesque and so unbelievable and such a grift that it, well, I think it would have changed a lot of people's minds about putting Cash Patel in. Actually, I think no one wants that guy around, you know.
Right?
I'm just shooting from the hip here, but I don't think a lot of people support Cash Patel.
Well, wait and see. Yeah.
All right. Well,
find out.
We'll see.
Want to go back to the phones
here? Yeah. Let's go to Mark.
Mark is on the line this morning. Good morning, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah. Good morning. You mentioned Edgar Allan Poe with his poem "The Raven." You know.
Right.
Once Upon a Midnight Dreary.
Yes.
I mean, I've read some of that, and I read. And also one that, The Curious Case of M. Valdemar, you know, that it was also Mask of the Red Death. And I see that as allegory for some of the plagues that we face.
Yes.
You know, we have faced and are facing today with, you know, with Robert Kennedy Jr. not wanting to have, you know, vaccines, and who knows if the Republicans are going to go on. So how many anti-vaxxers, I mean, voted for Donald Trump simply because he had Robert Kennedy Jr. on the ticket. And you're talking the previous, just a little previously there about how the Republicans know how to work things. I just happened to had a copy of de Tocqueville's comments, you know, his on democracy, the democracy in America. And it just serendipitously opened up to a page where it was Madison talking, I guess, in Federalist 51. And he says that aristocracies really know how to work legislatures, and Democrats and democracies don't. And I saw a parallel there of the Republicans really knowing how to work legislation. They take the time to do it and set everything up where, you know, more Democratic-leaning people simply do not.
That's right.
That, they try to take care of the immediate things, you know, try to address the needs, and the Republicans really know how to work the system.
They really do. They have all these groups, all these institutes where you can be a fellow. I mean, they have their own job. You know, they create jobs on their own, in their own side, you know, in the Republican Party. It's just it's an amazing thing. It's like an alternate economy for them. Right.
Well, it's an alternate universe for them because they simply, in some cases, facts don't simply do not matter.
Yeah.
I mean, they say Federalist Society, but it's more so anti, there's a lot of their attitudes are pretty kind of anti-constitutional, even though they kind of exploit that, and that the straight, you know, ignore the whole general welfare clause, and the general welfare clause is actually, that was one of the beefs against the British Empire. The king simply was not providing service and services, and sensible laws for the people of the colonies. And
well, they're distracted. You know, Trump has kept everybody distracted from the basics of our Constitution by reinterpreting it, and that's what he's doing right now. So, well, we'll see. You know, with all of the what is it? The signing statement. What is it? The
presidential
executive orders. Yeah.
Executive orders.
Executive orders that he's putting out there. He's just confusing the issue, and he's taking over for Congress. He's actually acting like Congress at this point, making his own laws and legislation, and changing the Constitution just by you know, signing a piece of paper.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, Charles the First tried to get away with that, and eventually Parliament had enough, and look what happened to Charles the First. People can look that up if they don't remember what happened to Charles the First. And
chopped his head off, didn't they?
Yeah. they did indeed.
Well, let's think about that. Let's spitball that.
Guillotine could be
all right, Mark.
Coming back.
I appreciate it. Yep, thank
all right,
you.
Mark.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Doug had a text here. Yeah. Matt mentioned about people not wanting to go into the trades as much or just not as much. Can't AI do roofing?
Thank you for that comment, Doug. That would be a good, useful thing for AI to get into.
That's right. Didn't somebody argue that, you know, people should go back to work, right? They have to go back to work.
They
look at all those people like roofers. They have to go into work. They can't do it from home.
You know, I need a roofer right now. When it was yeah, real windy a couple days ago, part of my roof blew off.
Yeah. Yeah, you lost a couple of shingles
there.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought the Republicans brought that up and said that's the comparison he wants to make, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a dentist, he's got to go into work. He just, you know, can't come over to your house or he can't do it from his home. You know, I'm thinking, what are you talking about? It's not like going to the office, driving into the office and driving back home.
Right.
You know, and they want everybody to do that. Now, there's this policy, you know, if you're 50 miles away, you know, there's a possibility you could stay home. That's another big story that we're going to get to, because all it means is that people will be spending more of their money and losing more of their savings.
Yes. Hey, coming up right around the corner, Jake Tapper and Stephen Miller get into it.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Oh, boy. Where do you hear this?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, baby. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and we'll get to our Stephen Miller cut in just a few moments. He's a real case. We'll get to that, but first let's go to the phone lines. We have Joe on the line. Thank you, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, I would love to have that man who screams about coffee brought back into the discussion. I think it was yesterday.
Hey, anybody want coffee?
Before.
Who wants coffee?
I don't know. You had to say that.
Does anybody want coffee?
You triggered him.
Who wants coffee?
That's the guy. Mr. Wake Up, because I just wanted to point out, I think we're coming into this flood the zone activities by the Republicans, leaving us apart from reality. I remember there was a Republican woman who was talking about Colombia and, you know, the amount of coffee that we get globally from Colombia. And she was suggesting, well, it's really not a problem if those tariffs go in, because we could all drink Kona coffee.
Yes. I know.
Okay, I looked it up. The market share for Kona coffee is about 1% of the global coffee world. And part of the reason is because it's grown in just one area of Hawaii. And it's an area that is only 20 miles long by 2 miles wide. And it's steep hillside. So you have to harvest by hand, which is kind of a problem. So
Sure, you're thinking that she doesn't really have a good idea then.
No, I think there are some flaws in her logic. Yeah. And so I just wanted to point out the idea that we would suddenly, because it leads into what you're talking about with tariffs, this idea that we would suddenly upend. We've been working for ages to have this global economy. Well, guess what? It is. And you don't suddenly reverse tack without problems. So anybody thinking that we would just take care of America's coffee needs by, I guess it's the entire crop is produced by 600 farmers whose farms average between 1 and 5 acres.
Yeah.
Oh, not a problem to replace.
Incredible.
America's coffee love.
I know. All of a sudden we're going to start growing Wisconsin coffee. You know?
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Farmers market coffee.
Good luck on the Kona coffee. It's already expensive if it's 100% Kona coffee.
Oh, I know. Yes.
Sometimes they'll make a blend.
It's always a blend because it's really expensive. Yeah. It's just like the Jamaican blue. So, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Same idea. So,
Joe, go ahead. Did we lose
No, don't look to Hawaii.
No.
Okay.
It's not going to be happening.
Okay. Appreciate
all right, Joe.
That,
thank
Joe.
You.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get to something that hit us yesterday here in the state. And Governor Evers was not real happy about Medicaid being taken offline.
Yeah,
for
suddenly.
The state, we could not get online. You know, they couldn't make payments. They couldn't do anything with it or process new applicants like they have to. And Governor Evers said, with very few details and specifics available, virtually no time for ample review and consideration, and no direct communication to date, states are left to plan for the worst. Yeah, that's basically what happened. Of course, now you know Judge put a pause on this freeze that Trump put on for this aid, and they'll be taking a look at that. But should we get to? Do we have time? I think we do.
We get to it right now.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Let's do Jake Tapper
and
Stephen Miller. This is a discussion that took place. You will enjoy
If you hadn't talked about the Medicaid stuff, then we would have had time. John, I thought you were moving on. Got to wait.
Well, what do you mean?
We don't have time for the whole cut.
For Jake and Stephen.
Oh.
But we'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
We'll move it up.
All right.
Move it back.
Yeah, it's really a great piece.
Well,
you and I both watched it live as it happened.
It was
just like,
yeah.
And here's the thing, because at that time, I didn't know about, you know, the Medicaid sites being shut down.
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah, so and Jake, I don't think, knew either, because he should have asked about that, right?
Right.
And but Stephen Miller was insistent that it had nothing to do with Medicaid. Medicaid was still there for everybody, available for everyone. We'll get to that cut.
Well, you know, and they sent Stephen Miller out there because of the press secretary that kind of botched the announcements.
Yeah. Well, she didn't know anything about it at the press conference.
Right.
So
it was her first press conference, right?
Yeah, her very first one. She really ripped through that thing. Oh, my God.
It's crazy how people can see things completely differently, because my hometown news station, on their Facebook page, they made an announcement about this press conference.
Yeah.
And it's a rural area with a lot of conservative people. And all of the people were just saying in the comments section of this post how much they loved the new press secretary.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They like a person who speaks fluently. That always helps.
I guess.
You know, it's not what they get with the president.
Guess
you know,
not.
Complete idea we're throwing out there. That's unusual for this administration.
Hey, coming up in our next hour, we will have Mike McCabe. He'll be talking about In God We Trust.
Yeah.
A little subject matter there. And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better, dream bigger on handcrafted Verlo Mattress. Check them out online. Just go to their east side location or west side, or go online at verlo.com. Be sure to ask about Maddie the Mattress and when he's going to make an appearance on the John and Gordy Show. Got to get him in here.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, they're going to be talking to RFK Jr. today.
That's right, and Caroline Kennedy had a lot to say, and she wrote a letter and released it on video.
Yes.
And we're going to have some of that. Boy, oh boy.
It's not good.
Yeah.
You know, the more we find out about him, the crazier he sounds.
Yes. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.